Surrounding air felt like some kind of heavy water, without the watery feel.
They probably are together.
And so now you're crushed, Mr. Wind-Up Bird, and that's why you went down in the well?
Of course I was crushed when I realized what was happening. But that's not why I'm here. I'm not hiding from reality. Like I said before, I needed a place where I could be alone and concentrate on my thinking. Where and how did my relationship with Kumiko go wrong? That's what I can't understand. Now that I'm saying everything was perfect until that point, a man and a woman in their 20s with two distinct personalities just happen to meet somewhere and start living together. There's not a married couple anywhere without their problems, but I thought we were doing okay. That any little problems would solve themselves over time. But I was wrong. I was missing something big, making some kind of mistake on a basic level, I suppose. That's what I came here to think about.
Mei Kasahara said nothing. I swallowed once.
I wonder if this will make any sense to you. When we got married 6 years ago, the two of us were trying to make a brand new world, like building a new house on an empty lot. We had this clear image of what we wanted. We didn't need a fancy house or anything, just something to keep the weather out. As long as the two of us could be together. We didn't need any extras. Things would just get in the way. It all seemed so simple to us. Have you ever had that feeling? That you'd like to go to a whole different place and become a whole different self?
Sure,
said Mei Kasahara.
I feel that way all the time.
Well, that's what we were trying to do when we got married. I wanted to get outside myself, the me that had existed until then. And it was the same for Kumiko. In that new world of ours, we were trying to get hold of new selves that were better suited to who we were deep down. We believed we could live in a way that was more perfectly suited to who we were.
Mei Kasahara seemed to shift her center of gravity in the light. I could sense her movement. She seemed to be waiting for me to continue, but I had nothing more to say at that point. Nothing came to mind. I felt tired from the sound of my own voice in the concrete tube of the well.
Does this make any sense to you?
I asked.
Sure it does.
What do you think about it?
Hey, I'm still a kid, you know? I don't know anything about marriage. I don't know what was in your wife's mind when she started fooling around with another man or when she left you. But from what you just told me, I think you had the wrong idea from the very beginning. You know what I mean, Mr. Wind-Up Bird? What you were just talking about? It's kind of impossible for anybody to do that stuff, like, okay, now I'm going to make a whole new world, or, okay, now I'm going to make a whole new self. That's what I think. You might think you made a new world or a new self, but your old self is always going to be there, just below the surface, and if something happens, it'll stick its head out and say, hi. You don't seem to realize that. You were made somewhere else. And even this idea you have of remaking yourself, even that was made somewhere else. Even I know that much, Mr. Wind-Up Bird. You're a grown-up, aren't you? How come you don't get it? That's a big problem, if you ask me, and that's what you're being punished for by all kinds of things, by the world you tried to get rid of, or by the self you tried to get rid of. Do you see what I'm saying?
I remained silent, staring at the darkness that enveloped my feet. I didn't know what to say.
Okay, Mr. Wind-Up Bird,
she said softly.
You go ahead and think. Think. Think.
The cover snapped into place, and the well opening was blocked once again. I took the canteen from my knapsack and gave it a shake. The light sloshing sound echoed in the darkness. Maybe a quarter left. I leaned my head against the wall and closed my eyes. Mei Kasahara was probably right. This person, this self, this me, was made somewhere else. Everything had come from somewhere else, and it would all go somewhere else. I was nothing but a pathway for the person known as me. Even I know that much, Mr. Wind-Up Bird. How come you don't get it?